Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What a martyr, man. What a great guy that Ben Roethlisberger is. Just giving up money. So TJ Watt could have it.
What if Baker Mayfield would have said the same thing for a teammate? What would you have said?
What do you mean?
We said, well, Denzel Ward, yeah, I took a pay cut.
Baker's in his prime.
Yeah.
Baker could make more money.
What if he said the exact same thing? What would you say?
I would
say
that best teammate ever.
You know you would.
Why would I say that?
Because everybody would say it.
Where's Tough Talking Ken?
Yeah, what happened to Tough Talking Ken?
Wait a minute. That's not how this goes.
Let's go, Tough Talker.
Baker Mayfield would have reason to say it. Why are you defending Ben Roethlisberger? Why are you defending him? No, are you going to answer the question, or are you just going to look at your computer until we go to Mary Kay?
I don't think you have an answer, because you know I'm right.
No, I don't. I just said I know you're not right. I know you're not right. Okay. I would look at it differently if it was Baker Mayfield. Okay. I would. Why wouldn't I look at it differently? One guy is going into his prime. The other guy is a has-been.
But he said very positive things about a teammate. He sounded like a team player there.
You know, one guy.
Not just the money part of it, but also he is out there advocating for his teammate. Don't you think teammates love that?
One guy will be in the playoffs and actually has a reason to say the other guy is going to be a manatee at the end of this sentence. Mary Kay Cabot joins us right now on the show on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
That's why I love Ken, Mary Kay. Tough Talking Ken will take the shots no one else will. Like bash the quarterback of the Steelers. Wow, that's. So he gets the big bucks.
What is your problem today?
Go ahead.
Hi, Mary Kay.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hello. Did you just basically mute us until we came to you?
Well, you know, I just talked amongst yourselves.
We weren't just talking, Mary Kay. We were tough talking.
What we do.
Ask the woman a question, Anthony.
All right, Mary Kay. Obviously, Baker Mayfield, pumped, ready to go, but it's been very quiet. Quiet camp for the Browns, which is by design. You've seen Stefanski, Barry, they've been quoted, various circles. You've had a chance to talk to them. That was really the mode of this, that and staying healthy. And it looks like, for the most part, they achieved both of those things. Very quiet and pretty healthy. Knock on wood.
That's very true. I mean, they have stayed incredibly healthy. I noted yesterday when I wrote something that the Chiefs had a very, very tough and grueling camp. They started Patrick Mahomes in all three preseason games. The Browns, on the other hand, went camp health, and they really kind of rested their guys as much as possible. So now we will see on Sunday which was the better approach. The Browns got to the starting blocks really, really super healthy. But you're right about the health part of it, and you're also right about the fact that we're just not hearing much coming out of Berea in terms of some of the drama and those things that you heard in the past. I think Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry do a phenomenal job of really making sure that their guys handle themselves appropriately when they talk to the media, and that they, you know, keep team business in-house, and it's just sort of very sane and functional.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Like, you got to be able to admit, Mary Kay, like, Baker Mayfield, if he were to take a $25 million a year deal and then he were to say, I took less money for these guys to be paid, that would make sense, because Baker Mayfield is still only 25, 26 years old, where Ben Roethlisberger is in his late 30s. Like, that is common sense, right?
Well, I mean, it sounds good.
Thank you.
It's team building. I mean, that's going to win him some brownie points in the locker room to say T.J. Watt should get paid. So I certainly don't blame him for doing that at all. And the truth of the matter is, quarterbacks do get paid, obviously, a huge sum of money, and it does dictate how you pay the rest of your roster. So I guess I can't really blame him for saying that.
Am I just getting worked into a shoot by Anthony Lima?
You're good.
Yeah, it's bad times. Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the show. What's the matter with Jadeveon Clowney?
Well, he is ill. Fortunately for him, he did not test positive for COVID yesterday. If he had, it would have been difficult for him to get back in time for the game. Not impossible, but it would have been difficult because you have to return two negative tests within the span of 24 hours after your symptoms alleviate. So fortunately for him, so far, that hasn't happened. So, but with new protocols and the way that things are going on right now, I think, you know, you just have to hope that you see him out on the field today or tomorrow to have that confidence level that he's going to be able to play. Because obviously, big part of the game plan, that's one of the things we've talked about all offseason, those two guys blasting off the edge. Now, if he cannot play for some reason, Tack McKinley is set to step in there. I've been watching Tack a lot in practice. Tack looks really good. He looks very, very fast off the ball. And if for some reason, as I said, if Jadeveon cannot play, I think Tack will go in there and do a really nice job and hold his own.
Mary Kay Cabot joined us on the hotline. Odell Beckham was limited in practice yesterday, probably by design. Is it going to be anyone's guess what he looks like against Kansas City? Or are you confident, are the Browns confident that he is going to be out there looking like Odell Beckham Jr.?
I think everyone within the Browns organization is confident that he's going to be out there looking like Odell Beckham Jr. He looks amazing in practice. I mean, you have to make him somewhat limited coming off of the torn ACL, and all those guys that had issues from last year and even in camp were pretty much limited yesterday. But, you know, limited is a subjective term. So, you know, what is limited? I'm sure he did most of what he needed to do. Even in the individual drills that we get to watch and the position drills, he looks amazing out there. You would never know that he came off torn ACL surgery in November. He's a freak of nature. He looks great. He'll make a big impact.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the show. You nervous about Chase McLaughlin?
You know what? A little bit for the team, not for myself, of course, but for them, yes. When you're missing an extra point in the final preseason game, I don't even know if that's my kicker after that. I mean, if you miss that 33-yard kick, I just don't know if you start the season as my kicker. I probably would have thought about making a change there, but they're going to give him a chance to start the season. It doesn't mean that he's going to finish the season or even get halfway through the season, so we'll see how it goes.
I think about that, Mary Kay. Game on the line, you're at Arrowhead, and let's say Stefanski does decide, you know, hey, play for the spot, play for the field goal, and he ends up going out there to kick. Not only is the game on the line, it seems like his Browns career could be on the line. That's some pressure.
Well, yeah, and again, it's not just the field goals these days. You've got to make those extra points, which was actually Cody Parkey's drawback last year. He struggled with the extra points, which of course are not just the chip shot anymore. More guys miss those than I thought they would. But, you know, that could loom large in the end if you can't make those. So that could be a big part of the game.
All right. Greg Newsome said that he wasn't presumptuous. He didn't know if he was going to start. And then he was told, oh, yeah, you're going to be out there starting against the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, and all those weapons that they have. How fun of a challenge is this going to be? It seems like if anyone is ready and mature enough to handle it, seems like he's the guy.
Yeah, and you guys, you know what? I mean, this is really no surprise. I've been saying this and writing this for weeks. The minute that Greedy Williams left the Giants game with a groin injury, that was Greg Newsome's job from that moment on. He was already ahead at that point. There was no way Greedy was going to exit the lineup for the next 10 days and somehow come in and win that job. It was Greg's job before that, and it was definitely Greg's job on that particular day. But tall order for him. He's fast. He's aggressive. It's probably not going to be perfect. He will have help over the top. But what a way to start your NFL career against Pat Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, and those guys.
Is OBJ still a super? Is he still a superstar?
You know what? I actually do think so. When I look to last year, and all I have to look at is that Dallas game to see those three touchdowns that he scored in various different ways in that game, including the clinching 50-yard reverse. That's superstar material to me. I don't think he's had the opportunities here to do what he can do, but I still think he is a superstar. He's only 28. Usually receivers don't kind of start falling off the cliff until about 30. That's when you start to really see the decline in productivity. So I think he still has the ability to do that. And I'm just telling you right now that he looks great in practice. And there's a hunger about him this year because I think he knows this is his best chance to win a Super Bowl in his career.
Mary Kay, when we talk about Myles Garrett wanting to be thought of in the same light as maybe LeBron James, wants to physically dominate. We know that he obviously has those physical tools. And for whatever reason, every year he's just been a little short, but obviously sacks per game, he's off to one of the best starts in NFL history. What kind of a season are we looking at from Myles Garrett? What can he do this year? And the COVID stuff, that's in the rearview mirror, right? He's back to being fully healthy, ready to go.
He is fully healthy and ready to go. However, it must be noted that, you know, when I did talk to his mom in the offseason, she revealed to me that he has asthma. And so therefore, you know, I do think that there might be times in those November, December games when it gets cold out that he will still occasionally need some oxygen on the sidelines and struggle. So if you see that, it's not necessarily that he's sick. It's that he does have asthma, and that can be a factor in some of these games. So it's something to watch. But for the most part, the COVID is in the rearview mirror. And as you mentioned, when Myles plays a full game, he can dominate, and he can absolutely 100% challenge for NFL Defensive Player of the Year. And if he makes it through all 17 games, I think he has to be a leading candidate for that. Not going to be easy because, you know, you've got obviously, you know, and some guys coming back off of injuries this year. You've got the Nick Bosas. You know, you've got T.J. Watt out there. You've got Aaron Donald. So it's certainly not going to be easy, but he will be right up there in the conversation if he can play a full season.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us here on the show. How big of a test is this going to be for Kevin Stefanski? Probably a really good one. It's game one, week one of his 2021 NFL season and a full boat of fans. So the organization is going to be key.
Oh, absolutely, 100%. As Baker has mentioned, the communication is just going to be so vitally important in this game. It's going to be so loud. And here's the other thing, as you mentioned, from a coaching standpoint, these guys are going to have to be ready and be on point for whatever, because you know that Andy Reid has some wrinkles planned, some surprises planned for the Cleveland Browns. So they are going to have to make some in-game adjustments to things that they do not know are about to hit them. Now, one thing that they did show a little of in preseason, the Chiefs, and that was a four tight end formation. Travis Kelce yesterday dubbed it the T-Rex. So that is one thing. And, you know, maybe that's designed in part to counter what this Browns defense can offer, which is a lot. And so that's one thing. But there will be other things because they know that they can't rest on their laurels. So it's going to be a chess game. It's going to be a matching of wits. And it'll be really interesting to see who coaches better in this game.
J.O.K., he is going to have that assignment, right, against Travis Kelce at times. How big of an impact can he have in this game, his first game ever?
Well, he can have a huge impact in this game. And the thing about J.O.K. is, you know, he did miss a significant amount of training camp practices, about 9 practices. But he's super smart. He's super fast, great closing speed, team's best blitzer. Can cover and do all sorts of things. He's going to make a few mistakes in this game, as are some of the other younger guys. But what he does in terms of the speed and the blitzing and getting to the quarterback and covering and all those kind of things, those will make up for some of the mistakes that he makes. So if you see a mistake, you know, don't slap your forehead. Just know that 2 really good plays are coming down the pike.
Mary Kay, thank you for the time. All the very best.
Sure. Thank you, guys.
Mary Kay Cabot on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Can I come back to you and ask you about that whole T.J. Watt thing here in a second? With the Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm going to need your guys' help because I am. I spent 40 minutes on the campus, and I am now completely obsessed. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.